A national nonprofit that advocates for federal food programs released its school breakfast scorecard today. West Virginia sits at the top. The school breakfast scorecard ranks states on their rate of participation of low-income children in the federally funded school breakfast program. West Virginia topped the list for the last school year, while Utah is at the bottom. School breakfast participation grew steadily across the country during the 2014-2015 school year, continuing growth seen throughout the past decade. Richard Goff is the executive director with the Office of Child Nutrition in West Virginia. Goff says they employ different strategies to make sure kids are taking advantage of the breakfast.
25% of all kids come from food insecure homes in West Virginia. That means they have no idea where their next meal is going to come from. So a lot of these children rely on breakfast and lunch. So the strategies that we put in place are things like breakfast in the classroom, some that works really great in elementary school.
Goff says the food is taken to the individual classroom so students can eat while roll is being taken or they're getting started on their lesson. Goff says in high schools they'll use strategies like allowing kids to pick up the food in a brown bag and eat it as they go, or having a sit-down breakfast after first period. The top states, West Virginia, New Mexico, and District of Columbia, all surpassed the Food Research and Action Center's goal of reaching 70 low-income children with breakfast for every 100 children who eat lunch. For Appalachia Health News, I'm Clark Davis.